smoker. Of our freedom, yes. Of our relationship, yes. But also of our second. That explains the English of Ben Kernel and Mishai Shivatern. Our whole shaykhus at being able to relate to Hashem, not stam to have a little touchy-feely relationship, but to have a real relationship that's based on a clear-cut understanding of what our chiyuvim and involvement are, and what it is that the mitzvot and the chukim and the mishpatim and the eidos, what they're b'chayav us, also comes only because of our yitzia from Eretz Mitzrayim. If you examine this pasuk, you will see that in it there are three separate issues. And these three separate issues are negeya halacha lemaisa in understanding what the Haggadah is. What are these three separate issues? Take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Zayin, first of all he says, mitzvah saseh shel Torah, there's a mitzvah, midrayaraisa, v'saper benisim v'niflai shenas v'avetenu v'mitzvah. To say over the nisim v'niflos that happened to us in Mitzvah. Furthermore, mitzvah of the Elevon. It's a chiyuv to tell it over to your children. Alright, so that's one issue. You're supposed to talk about it, and you should tell it to your children. What? Nisim v'niflos. Furthermore, he says, Tzorek lahaskil b'gnus v'lesayim b'shvat. Concept that we've already seen in the Mishnah. Ketzad, how does one do such a thing? First, you say mitzvah yirav v'seinu b'mei terach, kaiprim, temach v'hervel, and then mitzayim v'datza emes. Shekirvanu ha'mokum lo, gedilonu mea umoiz, v'kirvanu li'yichudai. Furthermore, says the Rambam, b'chein maskul modiyah sh'avodim ha'yinu l'paro b'mitzroyim, and all of the bad things that happened to us. And then you mitzayim, you end with the nisim and he flows, sh'natzilonu u'b'cheir o'seinu. And how you do this? Hu sh'yidrosh mi'arami yovidov. That's the second. That's a completely separate issue. Notice the difference. One of them discusses the fact that nisim and inflows were done for us. It wouldn't have mattered whether those nisim and inflows were done to take us out from Avos L'Cheres, or whether they were done to save us from the Black Plague, or from the Yom that was caught. Whatever it is, Hashem cared enough about us to do nisim and inflows. That's the first issue. The second issue is that there's been a tremendous change. L'haskal b'minus v'l'sayim b'shvach. To show a total difference in what we are, in our status. To show contrast. To show that everything is gone. Everything is completely new now. That's the second issue. So one is to show the process of the transition, the nitzim and the flows. The other is to show what the transition is. It's from Abdus Lacheret. Or it's from being of the Avodah Zarah to being Kirvon Amarkam Lavadasa. The other thing is, furthermore, is that you have to talk about why are we keeping the mitzvah of Pesach? Why are we keeping the mitzvah of Matzah? Why are we keeping the mitzvah of Mor? And explain. V'dvarim elu kulam nikrin Haggadah. All of these things, these three items together, they are what is known as Haggadah. So you see that he's incorporating the chiyuv of saying the implications of our yetziyah are also there. So therefore the three items are, first of all, to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares, that he does need some inflows. That's the first thing that he told my brother. She told him, I really am upset about how they're being treated. And that's the Zechor HaSayom HaZer Asher Yatzasim in Mitzrayim. That's the mocker in the bus. Secondly, you have to also express the fact that everything is different. Where do we see that? By the Ben HaChacham. We say, Abodim HaYinu L'Paro B'Mitzrayim. That's Masvah L'Gnusim HaSayim B'Shvat. Thirdly, you have to say, Bavur Zet. You have to say that I'm eating this because this is the reason that we went out, was to have the kind of shaychus that would enable us to keep mitzvahs and to be close to Hashem. So that means the three items then would be the change, the process of the change, the care that is that went into it, the nisim and inflows, and the third thing is the relationship that results from it, the implications of it, the hischayvius that it creates within me. The fact that it's an ongoing thing which now makes a difference in my relationships to Hashem. It's not just a theory. And these three things are expressed to the Ben HaChacham. You tell him, Avodim ha'yinu l'farom b'mitzrayim, v'yotzienu mi'mitzrayim b'yot chazaka, with osos, mosim, gedolim, v'royim b'mitzrayim. And then you say again, Osonu Otsi Misham. Why do you say again, you just got finished saying, Vayotzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim. Why do you say Osonu Otsi Misham? Because the first time you said, Vayotzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim, Biyot Chazaka, all that you were interested in pointing out was that there were Nitzim and Inflows and a Yad Chazaka that was Nisgala in the Yetziah. Furthermore, you should know that there was a Yetziah. That's a whole separate point. That before we were Avodim and now we're B'nai Chorim. Therefore, Vayetzeinu Hashem Lasin is called Akuki Meilah L'Tayib Lanu. Mimela, we have everything going for us. We have a relationship that makes sense, so why can't we dedicate ourselves? You say you don't understand Chukim. You don't understand Eidus. The Ramban learns that even the Mishpatim mentioned over here are Mishpatim that are not understandable. And that it's talking about justice. That the Ramban learns that it means the child asks his father, what is the justice? Because a man marries his woman and her mother. So maybe we should kill him. Where's the justice in that? It makes no sense. What is he doing wrong? So even the Mishpat is not the normal Mishpat. The Ramban even talks out on the Pasuk that the child says to the father, I understand social justice. I understand the Mishpatim in the Torah that deal with how to deal with a robber or murderer. I don't understand this. But we tell him, believe in it, man. Have trust in it. I mean, look where we are today. Why are we here today? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about us. He's reliable. If he's reliable, don't worry about it. It's good. It's good for you. You see, we have everything here. So Mela, the reliability aspect in itself is enough to make it possible for us to do chukim and edus and mishpatim that don't make sense. But again, it's accessing that basic level of the relationship that comes from giving yourself over completely. And that's Gufa what it leads to, which of course is the definition of Kabbalah Satara. It's the definition of the Nas of Nishma. The second item, that's the Nisim. The second item is the contrast. The contrast, my friends, is itself, first of all, the definition of Das and Dibur. And by the way, the opposite of Purim. Remember, it's all, obviously, everything you do on Pesach is going to be the opposite of what you do on Purim. On Purim, it's Ad Lo Yada. On Pesach, you would have to learn how to speak. And the whole Masechta Megillah, as soon as it says, Chayv Inish Lepsumi Bepuri Ad Lo Yada Ben Aralam L'morach Morachai, right away it starts saying, Ein Ben Yom HaKippurim L'Shabbos. There's no differences, right? Ein Ben Yom Tov L'Shabbos. No differences in that either. Ein Ben Yerushalayim Meshilo. Ein Ben Mitzorim Luzgur L'Em. Ein Ben Zavim Mitzorim. The whole thing is Ein Ben till the end of the prayer. Yeah, the end of the prayer. You have 10 Mishnayos, each one talks about completely different sugya, just to prove that there's no differences in anything. It just looks like there's differences. And in Paro, and in Mitzrayim, everything you're dealing with is differences. Mishipa the Gula, Miapela the Yaira, right? Miyaga in the Simcha. What's the other one? Miyavdus the Cheres. I forgot that one, it's a good one. Mamela, what you're dealing with over here is Dafka stressing the contrast. That's the Maskul Beginut. It's the Messiah and Bishvah. Because to learn to speak, to learn to have an identity, you have to learn to define differences. That's what Das is. The differences. On Purim, it's good for time without Das. That you stress that which is common and where we're going. It's Mamish the opposite of Aveda. There's many other things in the Gay of the Purim. Don't get it. We'll take off on it when we get to Yitzchak next year. I see that you've got it all inside you. Huh? Tomorrow we've got knowledge explosion, then we've got the Birchas HaChamash here. Then Sunday morning we've got early Sunday morning we've got
Sunday night.
But besides the contrast being in itself, the sense of Das, which is what we said is all that you're searching for on Pesach, which is your identity, to recognize the differences. And by the way, the whole Yetziah from Mitzrayim is Goy Mikarev Goy, to point out the difference between Klal Yisrael and the humans. All of the Makas in Mitzrayim, what were they? I'm going to show the difference between the Jews and the Egyptians, Hashem says, right? So, what does he do? For the Jews, it's light. For the Egyptians, it's dark. The Egyptians want to drink some water, they got to pay the Jews and give them the water, then it's not blood. They drink it is blood. Not a single one died. replacing the davke stresses, I'm going to make a difference. And what's the name of the yontif? Pesach. Vesbotenu hitzil. Kiposach Hashem avote avosenu vesbotenu hitzil. The whole Indian is that right there, there's the Jews, there's the goyim, like Rashi points out, you can have them all in one place. All the Egyptians dropped dead, that are, but all the Jews are fine. Such a tremendous sensation, my God. Here we're sitting here in Mitzrayim, we thought we were all the same thing as the Egyptians. Totally different. And that's the way the Yetziyah comes about. Now, it turns out then, that this, the whole Midbar, is the search. The search for Das, the search for an identity. More. The Manishtana is questioning. Did you ever notice that kids always ask questions? Why? 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 And every answer you'll give them, there's another why. It's the why that part is true. And it can drive you crazy sometimes with the questions. Why do kids always ask questions? Why do they always stick their hands into everything? Why are they always mischievous? Why are they getting into things that don't have anything to do with them? Because they have to assert their identity. They can only establish that they have some kind of secure place in the world by understanding what is going on, by drawing the boundaries of what is theirs and what isn't theirs, and how they have shaykhis to everything that's around them. They have to understand they have shaykhis. That's why the word for question comes from quest. It's a search. And a quest means a very powerful search. It's something that a life is dedicated to, is a quest. That's what a question is. And that's certainly why the Eino Yode Alisho, who doesn't care about his quest, is a Rasha. And we tell him the same parents there, by words of Asar Hashem Li, B'tzeitzimim Mitzrayim. So, why did we have this tremendous need of asserting and gaining and learning what it is to have Das? Very simple. Because when Hashem told Avram Avinu, I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael, he says, B'moeda, I don't have any Das. I don't know. B'moeda, I just don't know. So Hashem says, you don't know? You'll know. Your children will be 400 years in Mitzrayim, and they'll learn to have Das. So you see that the very lack of Das that they needed was, and what they got out of coming out of Mitzrayim, was exactly what Avraham Avinu said he doesn't have. He tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not sure. Which, Rabbi Sai, it means that he's telling Hashem, I can't believe it. There's no emunah. Why is there no emunah? Because he says, I don't have the das for the emunah. It's everything that's going into the agoda. The agoda is emunah. The agoda is learning how to have das. That's exactly. And why did it happen? Because Avraham Avinu said, Eretz Yisrael, which is what that God is all about, the Haftacha, I don't have the Amunah for it. I just don't know. I can't believe it completely. What does it mean he can't believe it completely? He asks Hashem, what kind of schus do they have to have? What's the schus? So Hashem says, well, they'll bring karbanos. He says, what will be for the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed? Then what's going to happen? Right? Now, this is Mamash. This gets back to the Purim mice. Because essentially what he was demanding was the answer of Purim, which ultimately he gets. What happens when there's no Beis HaMikdash? What happens is that Anochi Aster Astir. That was the aim of Hashem Gedolah Nafela Zola, a total Hester, which he Gufa had to learn ultimately that was the answer. His children had to gain what he didn't have. And this, here's the essential Nakuda. This is the Shmi Hashem Lo Nodati Lam. Shmi Hashem Lo Nodati Lam means what? I never showed myself in the Midas HaMitas. So Ribbono Shel Olam, if you want to show yourself in the Midas HaMitas, take him and put him in Eretz Yisrael and give it to him. And then he'll know that he can rely on you. Yeah, I mean, what are you waiting 400 years to go through all of these Goliaths and all of these Doris so that afterwards he can find out, yeah, I should have believed in him. What? It's ridiculous. If you're saying that he couldn't understand it, so then show it to him. The answer is that it's not Hashem's problem, it's Avram's problem. Hashem says to him, look, I'm telling you that I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael. When I tell you that I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael, the meaning of that is that our relationship is such that the shayachus that we have requires Eretz Yisrael. That is your place. That's what I created the world for. That's what I'm relating to in you. I'm not relating to all the silly things that you're thinking about. I'm relating to the real things. And to me, there's no question that I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael with Beis HaMikdash, without Beis HaMikdash, Karbonis, no Karbonis, there's no problem. You, Avram, who can come along and say B'mo'edah, you are the one who has the problems. You know why? Because you don't have das. You do not have sufficiently developed identity and understanding of what you are to relate to me on the level that you can hear that I am reliable in what I'm saying now. This is a very subtle point to hear, but it's extremely central. The fact that there was no Shmi Hashem lo nodati lahem is Avram Avinu's problem. It took the Golus Mitzrayim to make it possible for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show him Shmi Hashem, which he was Maftiachem. Had Avram Avinu not said V'mo'eda, there wouldn't have been a requirement to provide the das, because if there is a Muna there, then obviously V'yishom de la v'sein v'lanu, there's no problem, whatever was required, they go in there to throw. Once again, let me explain it. Let me take an example from people. Maybe you'll understand it better that way. If there's a guy who is never completely honest, when he relates to someone else, he never believes that they're being completely honest with him in his relationship. Why is that? First of all, on a simple level, because he cannot conceive of a higher level relationship that demands honesty. Listen to this touch. He cannot conceive of such a level of relationship because he's not there. But it's much deeper than that. In truth, we can only relate to people according to what we are. Not just because we can't conceive of it, but because that's all we are capable of relating to. You cannot relate with more identity than you have. You cannot relate with more self than you have. And if indeed you are not capable of total honesty, then you cannot relate to someone who is giving you total honesty. If you are not completely reliable, then the person that's relating to you is not relating on the level of to you, which can have anything to do with his total honesty. And that's why it says in the Torah that im tamim titamam, but im ikesh titapo, that if you're relating to someone who is a tamim, who is straight, then you can also be a tamim with him. But if he's an ikesh, if he takes everything and twists it and perverts it, then you must do the same thing. And that's exactly what Yaakov Avinu explains to Rachel. That's why I'm going to fool your father. She asks him, is it right? Is such a thing right? He says, yes. It says, imitation of that fool, absolutely. So, Mimela Avram Avinu, so you understand the implications then for Avram. If he was on a darga to be a nem on himself, then he would have been on the darga to be able to say, I know that you'll give me Eretz Yisrael. And it's because he wasn't on a darga to be a nem on himself that he couldn't say, I know that you're going to give me Eretz Yisrael. And after the shir, I'll explain a little bit more of this if you want, and we'll get into Yitzchak a little bit. Because that's where Tznogea is nem on us. Yes, Mordechai. Because he says he's not. He says, B'moeda. Yes, fine. But this was obviously lacking. If he needed 400 years of Golis, it must have been a pretty serious problem. I mean, that's Chazal is saying. I'm Chas V'Sholem not criticizing Avram Avinu. I'm just telling over what Chazal tells us. That he could not conceive of a relationship where we wouldn't be constantly giving karbonis, and so that he didn't conceive of. Right. I'll explain afterward where you see very clearly that his whole approach to life was wrong in this aspect, in everything, and that's why he made this mistake. But I don't want to include that in the shir at this point. It's a very interesting thing.
We shouldn't really explain how lack of das leads to a lack of
identity in recognizing what I am. That is what leads to my inability to completely accept what someone else is giving to me, right, or doing for me. Because if I am not clear about what I am, and therefore I'm not totally reliable in what I am, mamela, I have no shyness to that which is outside me. Is that clear? Therefore, Mitzrayim took 400 years, starting again from Leidas Yitzchak, but it took 400 years to bring out the fact that no matter where they were, and no matter that they appeared to be completely absorbed and dissolved in the culture within which they resided, they weren't totally absorbed and dissolved. Why? Because lo shino es shmo, lo shino es malbusha, lo shino es lashona. So that there were certain, maybe they were very superficial, but they were there was a certain sense of national identity that they had, that they retained. It was on that minor nekuda that the gula was based. In other words, all that was needed was one slight nekuda where they could sense themselves as being different. And from that came everything, all of the Esar Makos, and all of the Nisim Alayam, and everything else that was to show that they were completely different. But as far as the Malachi Asharites were concerned, they didn't know what the difference was. It says when Klai Yisrael came to the Amsuf, so the Malachim said to Hashem, I don't know, Elu Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Elu Ovdei Avodah Zarah. What, I mean, why should they be saved and they not be saved? They're exactly the same. They seem to be the same as the Egyptians. What's the difference between them? And there was no answer that he could give to them. But Lamaisa Chazal point out that they had a sense of in what they weren't the same. And that was enough to provide for the Geula. But what is developing here throughout this Geula is the concept of their difference. In what way is it that we are something else? Now comes the most subtle nekuda of it, but the most important, I believe. What this means to us is that ultimately Pesach provides us with a very, very curious thing. What it tells us is that in the very development of your difference and of your own awareness of what you are comes more and more your ability to be mishtabe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It seems to be a contradiction. But isn't that what we're telling the Ben HaKochim? He's asking, why is it that we're doing all of these things? And we're telling him, because there's a tremendous contrast that took place here. You want to have more das? Examine this contrast more fully. Take a look at what it means. It means that everything that you have, everything that you are, your whole awareness of what it is to be yourself, with everything that goes into that, you were a nothing. If it wouldn't be for the Yetzias Mitzrayim and that whole care that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had for you, you would be Ovdei Avodah Zarah now. You would be an Eved Tefaro. You would have no freedom. You would have no sense of self at all. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, nothing meaningful that you could possibly be involved with. This is what you would be, we tell. So Mimela, you happier with the situation as it is now? Do you like having yourself? Do you like being somebody? Well, if you do, then you better do these things because this is what's giving us ourselves. So it comes out that what Pesach is doing is that it's showing that in the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed for us, as every good parent does, allowed for us in terms of his development of what they were going through in the Midbar for a dual relationship, one in which they would both be able to dedicate themselves completely, but that at the same time he would provide for them the basis of being totally separate by admitting that he needed to do this for his amitas, and by further allowing them to get away and away and away until they could finally come to a Purim and a Shiluach Meraglim and all the other things that were involved in the whole development of the Midbar. By doing that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided them with that which is essential for the development of any growing child, which is, first of all, the security, the giving everything that's needed, with the understanding that Avada, this is more than just me and you that's involved over here. This is voracious. It's Bishvil Yisrael. And therefore, it's not that you owe me your life. It's that. It's much more than that. It's that I care very deeply about you, and the mela that enables you to care about me. Your sense of identity, the very sense of identity that you have, is what came from everything that happened here in Mitzrayim. And Mamela, the more separateness that you have, the more you're able to appreciate the fact that you can have a shaychus with me. So if the shayrish of it is always the shaychus, the shorish of it is always the relationship, as long as it comes back to that shorish, then the more the identity, the more the relationship, the more the self, the more the desire to have a shaychus to that which brought everything that was me, and the more my ability to do it. Because the less I feel that I'm dependent, and the less I feel insecure, and the more I'm capable of saying that I will do chukim and mishpatim and edus, because I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there only to give me something which is separate. So memela, the lamaisa dika aveda of this means that instead of a person feeling that they always have to sit and work things out and clear about how they have to be at this moment and worry about their motivations and their midas and so on and so forth, that there must always be a level of a person's life and a level of his relationship with Hashem where he can always go back to his sense of giving himself away, giving himself over. And that if he doesn't have that, then the more that he's going to develop his separateness, the less he's going to have Yiras Shamayim, the less he's going to be able to do mitzvahs for pashtas, the more he's going to be into himself and thinking about himself, involved in himself, and unable to really feel what it is to be a Yid and what it feels like to be cared for by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to have the desire to do the mitzvahs because they're real, the less he's going to have of any of that. And the more that a person feels separate and fine, rochel, far away from Hashem, the more his tikkun lies in accessing the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Uman tiskar yom tzeitzkom eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayav. The moment that he becomes aware of the fact that this sense of separateness that he has was given to him so that he should have a separate identity. So that everything that he's machshav in himself and that he thinks is real hot stuff and is marvelous and is great, it's all of that itself that is mechayadim in his relationship with Hashem. It's all of that which brings him closer to Hashem, not that takes him further from Hashem. Baraya, its basis is its complete dedication and love and devotion between both sides. And therefore, the message of Pesach Ufa comes out to be that there has to be a zman of emunah. And the shortage of all your ma'isim has to be emunah, a belief in the reliability of your commitments, in the reliability, therefore, once you can do that, therefore, in the reliability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's concern for your separateness, for your identity, that's what he's concerned for. So Mela, don't be a teepage. Because if your concern for your identity takes you away from him, then you destroy your identity. You only gain your identity by becoming more and more aware of that which he made for you as being more and more separate. That's what he was doing for you on Pesach. That's what Pesach means. That he gave you the identity that you so value and that you want. And the more ruckled you become from that, the less your identity is there. The more concerned you are for nothing. The more empty you become. The less a separate kosher of individual you are. So therefore we tell the Ben HaFacham, don't be a fool. Don't you like the situation? You're not happy with what you have. Do you know where you got it from? You got it, Kufa, because Hashem was... in your being chashuv, in your being able to sense yourself. That's where you got it from. So memela, if you don't recognize that you derive your very self and identity from the shaychus that you have to Hashem, from the mitzvah that you're doing because you could dedicate yourself to it completely, so you're going to lose it all. You won't have this self that you value so much. You won't have any of the things that you care for so much. They didn't come from you. They came from him. They came from his gift and triumph. They came because he was interested in making you caution. You want to be caution. You want to have a sense of being really, really central and important and knowing what it is that you stand for and what your life is geared to and where it is that you're going, there's only one way. Forget about all. Be a Yid. Accept the fact that if the more you're going to be a Yid, the more he's going to make you separate and special and important. Don't worry, cooking is what the is. Don't worry about why right now. You'll learn why as you grow. But never let that take over the basis of your commitment. The basis of your commitment is to be a kid. And to recognize that it's as a kid that you got everything from it. That his whole chinuch for you, his whole care for you, is to turn you into a princess. I think that's a very crucial avodah, and one which many people here can relate to in a very personal fashion. And you sit there at the Seder, and you feel geschmack about what you're doing. And you recognize that it's not only is it not to recommend, it's that which gives you everything that you think you value and that you're afraid of losing by doing more mitzvah. Because if you regress into childhood, and that's the direction that you're going, then you'll end up with an ego and a little miragum and everything else. But if you aim towards Purim from Beisha, to Mishnah Gula the Gula, then it'll only be up. Now there's some practical implications in the yeshiva for this. And that is, that of course every shir has in it two different aspects. On the one hand, you're trying to raise Talmud. On the other hand, you're trying to give them a sense of separateness and identity so that they can grow themselves. The moment that such a thing becomes that one is mevatel the other, and that instead of the separateness that the Talmud felt, he suddenly becomes more and more dependent and less able to grow and to change, then the less meaningful the relationship is. So that every Rebbe, in a sense, takes the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is to say, every Rebbe has to provide the growing room for his Talmud, has to give them an opportunity to be what they have to be, and ultimately this deepens their relationship and gives them the recognition that they weren't really dependent. On the contrary, it was their Rebbe who was pushing and was aiming and groping for their growth, and that the more shaykhus they had, the more they were growing, the more separate they were becoming, not the less. But since sometimes, to express it on Purim, it's required to have a rechuk from such a close situation in order to develop and in order to grow. Sometimes it's necessary to take shiurim apart and to do all kinds of wild, crazy things so that people should learn to grow. Because of that, there's going to be some changes. And they're going to be changes that are specifically aimed at giving people more of an opportunity to develop themselves and to change and to grow. Some of those changes will be made more concrete and clear in the near future. But essentially, I'm dropping out of my shir. Rav Moshe is dropping out of his shir. Rav Yosef is dropping out of his shir. That's sort of major changes. And we're sort of switching things around, and we're going to broaden the base of the Beis HaMedrash and have a more independent and more broad range of Beis HaMedrash. We're going to provide for more individuality and separateness by having smaller groups that learn with different people instead of a large shiur around the Rebbe, so that there should be more of an ability to deal with individuals on an individual basis. And as I say, the exact details of how this thing will work out will be published as they become known to us. But you should know that the tachlis of it, obviously, is the love that the Rabbeim have for you, for their Talmidim, and ultimately your growth and your development and your evolution from being tinokos to being gedolim. And that is the only tachlis of it. There's no other tachlis.